Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
We're going to turn now to Major League Baseball's first lockout in more than 30 years.
No, baseball's gone? No. How are we going to deal with baseball potentially being locked out? They had such great ratings this year for the World Series. Wasn't like it was one of the most lowly watched World Series of all time. Oh, baseball is killing it.
TJ Holmes is here to break it down.
Break it down for me, TJ. I must know about the sport that nobody cares about. And the problem with baseball fans is because they're so passionate about baseball and they hang around other people that are passionate about baseball, they think that baseball is important. But when you leave that universe, you realize nobody cares. It's not a discussion around the water cooler anymore. No one goes, hey, did you see the World Series with the Braves? Oh, that was a good game.
And TJ, what does this mean, and could this delay baseball's 2022 season?
Well, there's a possibility always, but we're not there yet. So what are we talking about when we say lockout? This means now that the league, the owners, have now determined they want to lock out the players. That means no...
I mean, I know every single sport is full of owners that are scumbags. NFL, the owners seem greasy. NBA, the owners seem like snake oil salesmen or pieces of garbage, but the baseball owners, they just seem like pretentious assholes.
League activity is going on. There are no trades, no transactions. Even the players don't have access to the facilities and...
Oh, that's good. So when this does get unlocked and then nobody has any practice, it's going to go real well. I bet the product, whenever baseball does come back... Because we're so worried when it's going to come back. I bet when it does come back, the product's going to be so good because they're just going to work out in their home gym. Makes sense.
The players aren't even supposed to be in contact with their teams. Why do we have a lockout? Because the collective bargaining agreement, which dictates the relationship between the two sides, expired at midnight. The last one has been in place for 5 years with no agreement in place. So
they should just be grateful that there was even an offer that they denied. You know what I mean? They should have just gone with that offer. The owners think they're so important. Nobody cares about baseball anymore. It's so boring. Once the Cubs won in 2016, because I grew up liking the Cubs, you got to remember, I'm 28, so I grew up with an era of no social media and no smartphones. So I used to watch the White Sox, and I used to watch the Chicago Cubs on WGN or WCIU, Channel 2060U, or I'd watch the Saturday afternoon games with that weird boomer guy and then Joe Buck back in the day. Like, I watched enough baseball, but then, like, when the Cubs won in 2016, it's like you bang the hottest girl in the world that you thought you had no chance with, and it's even better. She's like, hey, I'm on the pill. You don't need to wear a condom. Like, think about banging the hottest girl in your mind or whatever you identify as. Think about what you want to bang and think about it being a 10 out of 10 orgasm. And that's how I felt when the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. Obviously, sex with my girlfriend is so amazing, but that sounded very passive aggressive. But the Cubs winning the World Series had a better high and a better climax than a lot of hookups you'll have with somebody from Tinder or Bumble. It was that special.
They decided to do a lockout. So what's the sticking point? Why haven't they figured this out?
I think this is going to be a lockout that's drawn out and is as long as baseball. It's only fitting. I don't see baseball, a sport that took forever to get a replay. I don't expect it to go, oh, yeah, we really got to speed up this process.
Hope you three are sitting down.
Yes.
It's over money.
Oh,
shocker.
I love the fake laughter of all these morning shows. You know, they hate each other. I mean, think about it. For years, Mel Lauer was laughing at everybody and also locking them in his office. I mean, get the hell out of here.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
So I know, guys. So what we're talking about here is that mainly some of the players want to be paid earlier in their careers.
Makes sense. You know, you're not going to be playing forever. You need that money for the alimony when you cheat on your wife.
Their primes and have to not have to wait on the back end. That's a big sticking point. They'll get worked out. But Matt Scherzer just signed a deal, $43 million a year.
Oh, no big deal. I make that in a day.
Record. So for fans like, wait, there's a money problem. They don't want to hear this. So
yeah, I mean, there is a money problem in Tampa Bay. But trust me when I tell you that's not the only problem the Rays have. It is so bizarre that the Tampa Bay Rays are a professional Major League Baseball team. It's so bizarre that they play in the MLB. It's literally, their fan base is horrible.
Now we're going to turn to the battle over abortion rights. The fate of the landmark Roe versus Wade decision now in the hands of the Supreme Court after hearing arguments about the Mississippi law aimed at overturning it.
Why are we going backwards on this? It's a woman's body. It's what she wants to do with it. I felt like I wasn't alive during the Roe versus Wade thing. I don't know that much about it. I know it's about abortion and religious people go Roe versus Wade without knowing nothing about being a human. But that's a side note. But I thought like it was forever a done deal. You know what I mean? But I mean, this is Mississippi. I mean, they just got internet.
Terry Moran has the story.
And it's dial up.
This morning, the Supreme Court appears primed to upend Roe versus Wade, a move that would transform and maybe even eliminate a woman's constitutional right to an abortion in the United States.
Why do you care? It's so creepy when these conservative, middle-aged dudes are the ones that are so against abortion. It's like, you're weird, man. Like, you don't come off like somebody I want to hang out with. Like, if you're that passionate about babies and you're that passionate about anti-abortion, like, get away from me. Go and don't ever come near me again if you're that passionate about getting abortion overturned. Like, you're not somebody I want to say, hey, come on over for some drinks.
Activists for and against abortion rights faced off, thousands protesting on the court steps. Meanwhile, inside, the six conservative justices signaled they're inclined.
I love there's these signs that show like, oh, where is it? Let me get this. It's like, Jesus saves us from hell. John 3:16. Know the God of the Bible. Cry to God. Abortion is evil. There's all these signs being held up, and it's like, Jesus Christ, man. You serious here? We don't even know for sure if God is real or not. There's moments I kind of think there's something, but I don't know. But you know what I do know for certain? That it's a woman's right to do what she wants with her body. God being real, not sure. The common sense that a woman should be allowed to do what she wants with her body, not your body, her body. Just saying.
On the court steps. Meanwhile, inside, the six conservative justices signaled they're inclined to uphold a Mississippi law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks, with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Oh, man, America's doing so great. You ever think about the fact how fast time flies? So, like, someone lives to be 100, and they say, oh, my God, it went by in a blink of an eye. Think if you lived to be 300. You would have been alive during slavery. Like, that wasn't that long ago. And we are officially failing as a country. Like, we have senioritis, all C-minuses, maybe a D+. We have nothing going for us right now. We are failing miserably. I mean, they're trying to overturn abortion rights. prices have gone up for gas, and I have to pay $2 more for hummus. I mean, things are not good right now.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let me see which sponsor I should transition from abortion into. Let me think. 856-49-HOPPY. I'll pick Rich Keeley. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. You go there, you tell him I sent you, and he'll hook you up. But you gotta sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. Because when I tell you that he's legit, I am a man of my words. When I tell you that he's the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. So what do you think happens when I'm referring you to the best in the Bay? What happens is this. He's always booked up, but there's time. There's enough time in a day, but you gotta sign up for the appointment ahead of time. And you can be on a waiting list as well. For all the info, richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
My friend the other day also, because he knows how much I just obsessed with him, was like, I saw...
Oh my God, how much cocaine is Adele doing now? That's literally what she just said. Maybe she's doing cocaine with her boyfriend, Rich Paul, who's an NBA agent, because she is hyped up.
My friend the other day also, because he knows how much I just obsessed with it.
You okay, Adele? Do you have to be so boring when you perform that you're holding in energy all day that you just let it out in an interview?
My friend the other day also, because he knows how much I just obsessed with him, was like, I saw him and I said, oh my God, where? He's sitting in traffic.
Adele is a big fan of The Rock. The pop icon appeared on Beauty Guru.
What she's doing right now is she's trying to get herself out there to get laid because she was in that weird marriage with that weird guy. And she's on her ultimate glow up. Now she is on her ultimate just, oh my God, I am so hot. Because, man, I thought thick Adele was hot, man. She could get it. Skinny Adele, yeah, she can get it. But thick Adele, oh man. Rolling from the deep, baby. I don't even know what that means, but it's somehow sexual. But with Adele, it seems like she's wanting to bang everybody, which is fine. You can bang whoever you want in this lifetime. I believe that when a man gets laid all the time and we give them a round of applause, but when we slut shame a woman, that it's not really a good thing. If a man gets laid a lot and a woman gets laid a lot just because they're different genders, who cares? So I don't really want to slut shame Adele and say, oh, she wants to sleep around. But now that she's name dropping who she wants to like hang out with, she's like, I find The Rock adorable. Get over here. She liked that one.
Adele is a big fan of The Rock.
Yeah.
The pop icon appeared on Beauty Guru Nikki Tutorials' YouTube channel on Thursday.
That's a long name.
And the Easy On Me singer had a ton of funny as well as insightful moments.
What?
Speaking with Nikki, the 33-year-old got half of her face done, which is reflected in the title, Power of Makeup.
There is a power of makeup. Go to Ybor City. Everybody's a 10 out of 10. Wake up the next morning next to them, everyone's a 4 out of 10.
And she had a moment fangirling over Dwayne The Rock Johnson, revealing he sent her flowers because...
Now that she's single and she's out and about, everybody's probably giving her the Derek Jeter basket.
he couldn't make it to her one-night-only concert special and that she wishes he could be her friend.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Let's be friends.
Someone I've never met.
Yeah.
That I think I would actually cry.
Who?
Is The Rock, but I know he goes by Dwayne Johnson.
Stop it! Stop it, please. Stop it. Lower your voice.
No, wait.
I was the biggest wrestling fan when I was young.
You know, she's the loud one at the party. I interview celebrities!
Shut up!
Oh, God.
This is so funny.
He sent me flowers.
Doesn't mean... Oh, geez, I just choked. Doesn't matter that she's a woman. I don't want people going, oh, you're sexist because you're making fun of a loud woman. I would say, if it's a loud dude, shut up.
That was the other day because him and his wife couldn't make my show. Literally, I nearly fell off my chair. Oh, yeah, it's not like I'm not even got a crush on or anything. Mm. It's just that no, he's amazing.
Like, be my father.
He's just incredible. Just wouldn't
be my father. Man, did you not have one? I mean, you just kind of said so.
My mate wanted to be my friend.
Well, he sent you flowers.
He said they couldn't make it. I know.
While speaking with the YouTuber, Adele revealed what she thinks the biggest misconception about fame is.
Oh, it's wonderful. That's the cliche thing I think she's going to say is, oh, it's not as great as you think being a millionaire.
I think everyone thinks like how they see things, like that, you know, it's like very stagey, glittery and glamorous. But like behind this door, it's really not.
No. Yeah, it's we have to deal with you.
But, you know, it's like...
And we have to deal with every celebrity. You guys aren't really fun to be around. Justin Bieber, a male. Adele, a female. Who cares? They're all annoying. Just playing cover up here.
It's just the show. You know, everything that everyone sees is just, the front house of everything. And
she's so boring. Like back end. But she was going to go on to say that she's not a Real Housewives fan. Yeah, I don't really see Adele. The boring girl at the party that everyone's kind of attracted to. Why is she so boring? She just seems boring. Yeah, I don't really see the boring girl at the party that everyone's attracted to getting along with all the girls from the Real Housewives. I don't see her vibing with Larsa Pippen like, yeah, yeah. But you do know. Do you know what Adele's doing? She's trying to get into... the world of the Kim Kardashians and the B-rated ones like the Khloes and the Jordan Woods. All these celebrities that have great bodies and not real talent. Adele is probably saying to herself, I'm one of the greatest singers of all time. Yeah, is my music for people that live in the past? Yes. But at the same time, I make great music. But I was hanging around this guy and never went to a dentist. But I'm Adele. Let me glow up. I'll date an NBA agent. And then I'll have connections to the rich and elite. And I'll start dating all these different people. Watch. This is going to happen. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of the housewives. I love the beginning of this headline here. In the Daily Mail. It's very much a play on words. It says, Larsa Pippen is slammed for trying to be the new Kardashian in Real Housewives of Miami. Larsa Pippen was ruthlessly slammed by one of the people from the Real Housewives of Miami for trying to be the new Kim Kardashian. This is a sad sentence. It's about the mother of four, age 47, Larsa Pippen not getting along with the 41-year-old Skims founder, Adriana DeMauro. I think that's how you say her name. I said it with such confidence, I should have just went with it. So the sentence here is what's sad. It says, mother of four, 47, and 41-year-old Skims founder not getting along. I mean, a little odd, a little weird. Like, you guys are in your midlife crisis, and no one's impressed. Oh, my God. You're telling me people from the Real Housewives where there's always fights, you're telling me that they're not getting along? Oh, because I thought it was going to be a whole season of everything perfect. But no, no, no. I might have to watch the Real Housewives of Miami, man. It's going to be a cat fight. Everyone's going to be fighting. You took my man. You took my man. And Larsa's like, guess what? I took all your men.
Happy hour.
Happy
Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Tampa Bay Hot Sauce on Instagram. When you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, you can see all the locations of where you can purchase their product in person. But if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're missing out. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro! I love you! Bizarro! I love you!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy.
Brianna just denied being pregnant in a hilarious Instagram DM exchange with a fan, and this is exactly why we stan her. Let's get into it.
Oh man, I'm surprised your lips aren't sore from kissing her ass.
It seems like Rihanna is so over the pregnancy rumors. And to be honest, so are we. In case you missed it.
Oh, if you're so over them, why are you reporting them? Clicks and clout.
Riri was recently awarded a high honor from her home country of Barbados.
The greatest person ever, right? That award?
During a ceremony marking the nation's split from the United Kingdom to become its own republic.
Yeah.
And to celebrate, Rihanna was named a national hero by Prime Minister Mia Motley.
Hell yeah. We ride, da-da-da-da, we die, we ride.
Of course she is. But despite the significant award she was given, the trolls of the internet were focusing on something else.
What?
You see, Rihanna came dressed to impress.
Oh, wow. I think she would come dressed to impress. I don't assume Rihanna would come in slacks. Actually, that'd be kind of sexy, though. You see the real side of her.
On something else. You see, Rihanna came dressed to impress in an absolutely jaw-dropping floor-length orange gown and strappy heels. She snapped some photos with event attendees, which later surfaced on the internet. And yeah, let's just say some fans were reaching when they speculated that Riri looked pregnant.
Oh yeah, they were really reaching, right? Oh, that was weird how she said that.
In the shots, and that she was expecting her first child with boyfriend ASAP Rocky.
I really get taking the pills at the exact same time vibe from Rihanna, and I really get the pull-out game method from ASAP. I don't really think they're trying to have kids.
During the ceremony, Rihanna...
They're millennials!
Rihanna wore a figure-hugging dress that flaunted her curves. Then she went on to touch her stomach in public.
Bro.
God forbid.
Yeah, I thought that sentence was going to take a different route.
Then she went on to touch her stomach in public, God forbid, and the rumors really started to fly.
Yeah.
A verified Twitter page then went on to claim Rihanna is pregnant with her first child with ASAP Rocky.
Oh, because he's verified, we're going to believe it. There's never any fake news.
Giving no explanation as to where they found out or who informed them of the news.
Yeah.
The rumor quickly made its rounds across social media. Then that's when Rihanna entered the chat. One fan chose to go straight to the source and DM'd Rihanna on IG asking, "Can I come to the baby shower, sis? True or not, your babies are going to be beautiful. Sorry everyone's up in your uterus right now."
That is a weird comment, man. I bet she gets the weirdest DMs.
And in true Riri fashion, she fired back with a hilarious, snappy response, writing, "Huh, stop, you ain't came to the first 10 baby showers. Y'all breed me every year, damn it."
Hell yeah. So she ain't having a kid. So we go from the experiences in life, like watching sports, to maybe having kids, to the crisis coverage, the midlife crisis coverage on Hoppy Hour, featuring Adam Levine.
Adam Levine is showing off his new face ink, but the big question is, is it real?
Yeah, he appears to have gotten a face tattoo. If he didn't reach complete douchebaggery level prior to this, and this is really a tattoo, and even if it's fake, the fact that he did it, he has officially reached past whatever I even thought it could be of douchebaggery. Like, he's reached top tier level, like Mount Rushmore, like Hall of Fame level douchebaggery.
It's a little crazy.
While stepping out with his wife, Beati Prinsloo, at an event in Miami.
Oh, I bet she's with him for his riveting personality.
The Maroon 5 frontman showed off his new tattoo. Now, look closely or you might miss it.
No, I didn't really miss it. It's a rose on the side of his head.
Yep, that's a giant rose tattoo on his face.
And he's so edgy and cool, man. Man, maybe he'll become the next Post Malone.
You know, I was always a huge fan.
Adam's new tat was first revealed by Beati on her Instagram story. Okay. That's Adam mugging for the camera.
It shows him holding a bottle of liquor and, like, looking at the camera very high. He's very much going through a crisis. And you know what Adam Levine's doing? He's seeing what the MGK, he's seeing what the Travis Barker and the Pete Davidsons of the world are doing, which is being edgy and wild and kind of rock stars. And Adam Levine saying the song Moves Like Jagger and This Love. So he's not really edgy. He gets a lot of girls, but he's not edgy. So now he's trying to be edgy, and it's coming off very disingenuous.
And that's the rose running down the left side of his temple to his cheek. Now, why would Adam have a giant rose tattoo on his face? Well, the flower does have special significance in the singer's life.
Why?
First, it's their eldest daughter's name.
That's good. So get the rose on your arm.
Dusty Rose.
And that's quite the name.
It's the name of Adam and Beati's new tequila line, Cali Rosa. Rosa.
40% alcohol level? Oh my God, I know what I'm getting for Christmas. Then I will be hungover the next day.
Is rose in Spanish.
I mean, 40% alcohol level? That's a good time, man.
Me and Adam.
You might not wake up, but you had a good time.
Are huge tequila drinkers. We love tequila.
So even though roses hold importance in the Levine household, it turns out Adam's face tat, it's not real.
Oh, he's so cool. He's doing things dads do.
This message is from my mother. I do not have a tattoo on my face.
But you're a douchebag for doing it.
The Girls Like You singer seemingly noticed the chatter about his alleged new ink, so he took to his Instagram story to explain.
Why?
Those that know me know that I am too vain. I'm too vain.
Oh, shut up. We didn't know you're vain. We don't know anything about you. Why are you acting like we know things about you? Like we're friends with you.
Get a tattoo on my face. I'll tattoo the rest of this, but no one of
these has
got a
status. He's got a sense of humor.
Seems
that was so funny. His sense of humor level is it's insane.
Adam,
man.
Is
out of this world.
Isn't adding any more tattoos, but what about expanding his family?
I was just like, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But I do also want like 5 kids.
When ET chatted with.
So if you don't want to pull out, that's fine.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed up, all you got to do is go to WestchasePrinting.com. And when you get that invoice, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raised my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meat Wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment, and we're going to start this one off with Michael B. Jordan.
Why? He's out there banging out Lori Harvey and making movies? Next!
Because he finally found love. During an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, the Creed star gushed about his relationship with Lori Harvey.
That's what I assumed it was going to be about.
And how it pushed him to finally take a role in a rom-com film.
Well, you're really an interesting guy. You're banging out early. Man, I got to quit saying that. It sounds very crude. You're hooking up, having sex with a beautiful woman, and it makes you kind of emotional, and now you want to make romantic comedies so you can make more money? Well, that's never been done before.
Michael told the outlet that he passed on roles like this in the past due to not having enough life experiences himself.
Yeah. So what are you? Butt plugs?
But according to the actor...
What are you hiding? What did you not know about yourself before you began hooking up with Steve Harvey's daughter?
...as himself. But according to the actor, he now has something he can pull from.
What?
Recall these two just celebrated their one-year anniversary last month.
True.
And Steve Harvey, who is Lori's stepfather, told People Magazine in September that he is happy for this relationship.
So, Steve Harvey might quite possibly... I have the best theme song in all of radio. I mean, my Calta is pretty good, but this right here is tied with Calta. What up?
Like a million bucks.
Gotta let us know your money, Steve Harvey. Yeah,
everybody out there listening to me.
That's good.
Put your hands together for Nephew Tommy.
He's overpaid.
And your volume up if you with me.
Your syndication takes away radio jobs.
In the mall.
Thanks, bud.
Dog, still young.
Steve Harvey.
Won't you come along with me?
And get HPV.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
Okay, but moving on to Irina Shayk and Bradley Cooper. Last night, the model was at the premiere of her ex-boyfriend's film, Nightmare Alley. And
oh, I bet that relationship is so much fun to be around. Bet their conversations are so deep.
This prompted some people to wonder if they are getting back together.
Nah, they're just banging each other out. One thing I've learned from covering celebrity news in 9 years on all the different radio shows I've either done, worked on, or this podcast, Happy Hour, is that just because you're back with somebody doesn't mean you're back with them. You're just having sex with them. You're baking, you're breaking your back with them. Man, that joke failed.
Last night, the model hit the carpet in a stunning black suit with a plunging leather suspender as he supported Bradley. Recall these two split in 2019 after 4 years of dating, and they share a four-year-old daughter named Leah. This also isn't the first time that these two have sparked dating rumors.
Please, I hope they don't quit, like, getting together, not getting together, not getting together. Because what happens is, then your kids are like, are mom and dad back together or are they not? And a lot of people I know that have been through that situation, it kind of messes up the kids. So pick your idea of what life you want to live, Bradley Cooper, and whatever your model girlfriend's name is, and stick with it because you're messing up the kids.
In recent weeks. Just last month, the former couple were spotted strolling arm in arm in New York, and an insider told Page Six.
That's the perfect way to explain walking down the block in New York. Oh, they went for a quick stroll. You don't do one in Chicago, you run.
These two spent Thanksgiving together as well. All right, and now on to Shawn Mendes, because it seems that he has the blues. And who?
Poor guy.
Who can blame him?
Hey, man. Shawn, I know life is hard right now. I know you just broke up like Camila Cabello, but trust me, you're better off. She looks like anybody at LA Fitness that's an 8 out of 10. Like, she's beautiful and gorgeous, but I've seen that look 1,000 times, Sean. But Sean, listen to me, dude. I know you listen to every single second of Happy Hour. When I tell you that even though you're in your darkest time right now, you're not Austin Mahone.
2 weeks after the singer and Camila Cabello announced their split, Sean has released a new breakup song titled It'll Be Okay.
Oh, that's good. Glad to know it'll be okay. And I love how people were ripping into him for making this breakup song, but Taylor Swift makes a whole career of it, and people go, oh, she's such an inspiration. And those are the same people that are fans of Taylor Swift that think that things need to be equal and not sexist. But when you're letting Taylor Swift make songs about exes, but when Shawn Mendes does it, that's not equal rights. It's called being sexist towards the man.
Some of the lyrics in the song reference feeling hurt and having to heal despite being apart from someone.
Oh, get over it, loser. But when Adele does it, or whenever Taylor does it, oh, you guys are real poets.
With the breakup from Camila fresh in everyone's mind, it's hard not to believe that this isn't a direct response to the exact situation.
No, that's what it is in direct response of, I don't know.
I was in the front row of the Adele concert. And
yeah, Seth Rogen, he used to be cool. Now you're kind of a pussy.
And that is as surprising to me as anyone.
I lost all my rage and all my humor, so now I'm kind of like Howard Stern, where like I was really edgy, but now I just kind of just do things that are kind of corny, man.
Seth Rogen is sharing new details about his premium spot at the Adele One Night Only concert special on CBS.
Doesn't he just seem like the biggest douche ever? Like, yeah, his movies are good, but God, he seems like such an asswipe.
I had no idea I was attending the taping of an Adele television special.
That's not true.
At all.
You walk in the room, and it's a room of crying people. I assume you would immediately go, I'm seeing Adele for the Austin Mahone reunion show at your local high school.
I got an invitation to, do you want to go to a small Adele concert? Is what I remember absorbing. And I go to my wife, Laura, you want to go to the small Adele concert?
Oh, God, that marriage. I got to name drop my wife to make sure that she doesn't think I'm cheating.
Great, sounds fun.
The comedian explained to Jimmy Fallon on Wednesday that he and his wife, Lauren Miller, thought it was just going to be an intimate evening. Yeah. So they got high before heading to the show.
Oh, yeah, totally.
If I'm being honest, I hate to burst everyone's... I smoke weed, Jimmy, and I... Me and my wife...
Breaking news.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy. You do a line of coke and... do whatever the hell you gotta do, but... Your humor sucks.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Shawn Mendes officially released his first single since his shocking split with Camila Cabello, and not long after she showed support for the new track, fans noticed she had cryptically deleted her original post. Let's get into it.
Oh, man. So she was like rubbing it in his face, like, I see your song, but then she deleted it. Passive aggressive.
Shawn Mendes is surely feeling a seasonal shift as he went from a summer of love to a sad boy fall.
The problem was this. Is they were always taking selfies of them making up. So they were overcompensating, trying to make the relationship something it wasn't going to be. When you keep your relationship private and you're having wild sex, tell me about it. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Following his sudden split with Camila Cabello after 2 years of dating. Back in November, the two both released joint statements explaining that while they've decided to end their romantic relationship, they would always have love for one another and will continue to remain best friends just as their story began.
Okay, man. Tiring.
Speculation surrounding the breakup has continued to remain at the forefront of fans' minds, but it seems Shawn is now ready to open up to fans about this decision.
Oh, yeah, really open up to us. There's nothing holding me back!
Earlier this week, Shawn proved that he's handling his emotions by doing what he does best.
What? Crying?
Releasing new music.
Oh.
He teased a new somber track called It'll Be Okay, as fans can hear the lyrics, Are We Gonna Make It? Is This Gonna Hurt?
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. While you're making music about her, she's having sex with somebody. That's the worst thing. Is that when the girl dumps you, this is only me speaking on heterosexual relationships. I am not going to be the authority on any other type of relationship. If it's homosexual, pansexual, I'm not going to speak on that. So easy when you're fake outrage. But I will tell you, I am the authority on all things heterosexuals. And when I tell you that when the pretty female dumps the boyfriend, that pretty female goes on the prowl and has sex with a good amount of people. And so does the guy. And that's what happened with my breakup. But here's the thing, is when you have the breakup, the guys go, oh yeah, she's totally not over me. And right when you're thinking she's not over you, oh, she is on top of somebody and she is so over you. So while Shawn Mendes is making this music about his breakup, while Shawn Mendes is living in the past, while Shawn Mendes is feeling bad for himself, she's having sex.
Whoa!
Happy Hot Topic.
And now we're going to turn to a GMA health alert. Scientists out of Harvard University are sharing new research on the importance of staying active and how it might help protect us against some chronic diseases.
Well, you're saying moving around your body and eating healthy and doing healthy things really helps out? Man, the scientists are really cracking the code on life here. They're really finding out the meaning of life. You're telling me doing good things is good for your body? Whoa!
ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton is here with more. And Doc, tell us about the results of this review.
So, Michael, everyone knows that exercise is good for our health, but this is really the first time this study by researchers at Harvard showed the why.
Man, you could do so much at Harvard, and they probably think that working out is such a hard task and so obtainable because we're all out of shape losers at Harvard. That's probably what it is they're fascinated with the idea of being healthy, that they don't realize that they should just get healthy and put research into something we don't actually know about. Dummies.
First time this study by researchers at Harvard showed the why and the how. It's called the active grandparent hypothesis.
I don't care.
And there are theories here about how and why exercise is good for us. And it's not just about extending our lifespan. It's about extending our health span.
That's good. 856-49-HOPPY. Alec Baldwin's making it about him. He took someone's life. But he's the victim.
Tonight, Alec Baldwin, head in hand, speaking through tears about the Rust movie shooting in October that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I don't know what's more ungenuine, Alec Baldwin or Alec Baldwin's crying in this video. Like, because he's such a good actor. You can say what you want about Alec Baldwin. He's a complete asshole. I would not want to hang out with him. I think he's one of the most hateable human beings to ever exist. Not just on planet Earth, but this whole universe. I find nothing about him at all likable, but he's a good actor. So when he's out on TV hanging out with that tool, George Stephanopoulos, who's also liberal, so he's going to side with Alec Baldwin. When you have him crying to George, that's really good acting.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired.
Authorities say the actor fired the deadly shot, but in a sit-down with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, Baldwin insisting he never actually pulled the trigger.
So then how'd the gun go off? This is so infuriating. He always gets away with anything he does. Because what happens is he's got connections with everybody in the media. So what Alec Baldwin does is this. He just says something and everybody reports it and then we forget about it. Alec Baldwin, think about it this way. He robs a bank. And he goes, oh, I didn't rob the bank. I just walked in and took the money, but I didn't rob the bank. And the media would go, Alec Baldwin says he didn't rob the bank. It's the same thing here. Of course he pulled the trigger, but because he's saying he didn't pull the trigger, we're going to report it as he didn't pull the trigger? My God. The times he should have not pulled the trigger was when he kept having sex with his wife and producing kids who are going to have daddy issues because he's a raging asshat. God, I hate him.
The gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that?
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Yeah, you have George saying things to help him think of what to say. Like, he's just defending him. He's giving him examples. He's like, well, you had this, you had this, you had this, you had this. You had this. Oh, God, I hate all elitist people.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So then how did the gun go off? How did this woman's life die? You just began by claiming to be her friend, and then you're lying and spitting on her grave when you're saying I didn't pull the trigger. Well, then how did the fucking bullet get out of the gun, Alec?
So you never pulled the trigger?
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. I would never, even though I did.
I'd never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
So then that... What? What? So then how did she die? I don't know much about guns, but I feel like for a bullet to leave a gun, you got to pull the trigger. And the bullet left the gun and killed her and injured someone else. So for that gun that everyone said you held, for it to go off, the trigger had to be pulled. It's like robbing a car and saying, oh, I didn't put the key in the ignition. Shut up.
The 63-year-old unable to answer one of the biggest questions about that day.
Why?
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I'm one of the most important, I'm one of the biggest names. I'm one of the hugest actors of all time. I have connections to everything, but I didn't know about this. I know about everything else. I'm always the authority on everything because I'm Alec Baldwin. But this time, no idea. It makes you come off like an out-of-touch idiot.
Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
But you're supposed to check the gun every time. Oh, why does everybody let him get away with things? Why do we always let Alec Baldwin win? Maybe because he's got the word win in his last name. We're always letting the Baldwins win. They can do whatever they want. I'm tired of the rich and elite getting away with things.
Fayette County Sheriff's Office issued a search warrant on Tuesday to investigate the possibility a live round brought from another movie production was mixed in with dummies on the Rust set.
Yeah, this is going to get dirty, man.
The district attorney telling Tom this was something that was suspected from the start.
Is this simply a case that possibly one live round got mixed in with either dummies
probably,
or blanks?
Bro.
Is that what cost Helena her life?
It's very like it's...
Okay. Rest in peace to her. I'm getting worked up, man. Like, I used to hate the Kardashians. No, that's because I was just being edgy in 2014 and I was a virgin, so I was angry at the world. But my God, when I tell you, out of all these celebrities, because I don't want to loop Alec Baldwin in with a terrorist or somebody like Adolf Hitler. Like, obviously, those people were worse, or like a pedophile or a Jeffrey Dahmer type person or a Brian Laundrie. But what I'm saying is this. When it comes to celebrities and elitists and rich people, there might be nobody. How do I word this? Alec Baldwin is the most unlikable person to ever be an elitist, to ever be a celebrity that didn't commit a crime. You know what I mean? Like, Alec Baldwin is such a scumbag. And he's such a bad person that it's nauseating. He's such an imbecile. Picture his negative energy being like being next to a factory and the smoke is just blowing in your face. Alec Baldwin, his personality, his humor, his talent is equivalent to a factory smoke.
In today's Tech Bites, that stranger sliding into your DMs may be a debt collector. New financial rules now allow debt collectors to message people on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms. But
you know what? This is going to lead to people pretending to be debt collectors getting money. Oh, we're doomed.
But there are restrictions. The messages must be private, and there must be a way to opt out of receiving future messages.
Yeah, can you imagine them commenting like there's some 35-year-old like single dad who's like behind on his like Verizon bill and Verizon comments. Pay your bill, bitch.
CVS says its spoken RX prescription labels are now available at all locations.
No,
the feature
good.
Is part of the CVS mobile app that can read information like dosage amounts and directions out loud to users in English or Spanish.
That's good.
Finally, Spotify's Wrapped experiences are here. The feature.
It's better than the Grammys. I took that from a meme.
Tell Spotify users what they've listened to in the past year, and it sums up their top artists and songs and lets users know how long they listen to Spotify. Then they can share the results on social media. Let me guess, a lot of you are listening to Bad Bunny. Those are your Tech Bites.
You're relatable.
Have a great day.
No.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking.
You are such an asshole.
Checking out the ABC News YouTube channel.
No.
If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage.
Oh, highlights of your show. It's not possible.
Click on the right over here.
I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. The numbers, the streaming numbers were through the roof on Spotify. In three categories, we were up 1,000%. And in followers, we were up 20%. We were heard in 78 different countries. So I appreciate it.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Next here tonight, the St. Pete Police Department now looking to educate people instead of writing tickets when it comes to drivers and bicyclists who are not following the rules of the road. And the new campaign launches at a time when pedestrian fatalities have doubled. ABC Action News reporter...
Yeah, things aren't really going well right now.
Julie Salamone on this story tonight.
For the next several months, St. Pete police officers will be out to educate people in an effort to prevent crashes and deaths.
Oh, get the hell out of here. This is just a chance for them to pull people over to find something while doing this lesson. Oh, we want to teach the people of the world about how to drive and then pull them over and get them charged with paraphernalia. Get the hell out of here.
And the main goal of it is to get out with pedestrians, with bicyclists, and...
And I have a small penis. I'm a police officer.
Motorists, and mainly provide education to follow the rules of the road.
Oh, yeah, I'm running late to the dentist office. Oh, thank you for educating me.
To try to cut down on traffic fatalities.
Yeah.
The Traffic Safety Initiative is part of the Florida Department of Transportation's Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow campaign.
I like that.
The statewide campaign started on December 1st and will continue for the next 5 months until May of 2022.
That's going to be a good time. 856-49-HOPPY.
Officers passed out flyers and bicycle lights Wednesday night. Bicyclists should always ride with the direction of traffic.
This is just them looking for a reason to get things. We are so duped. Oh, we're so dumb. Oh, man.
And use lights while riding at night or before sunrise.
Mm.
We met a bicyclist who had numerous reflectors on her bike.
She's a real smart woman there.
I have them on the tires. I usually have them right on the front. And at night, they do require you to get a light. So that's why I'm on my way home before it gets dark.
Cool. 856-49-HOPPY.
Damn. Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic.
Now to the latest in that deadly school shooting in Michigan. The 15-year-old suspect charged at...
Should be put to death!
...as an adult with 4 counts of murder. Trevor Ault has the latest.
Overnight, 500 people attending a vigil to honor the 4 victims who lost their lives in Tuesday's deadly Michigan school shooting, as we're learning new details about the investigation. Authorities saying they recovered videos from the suspect's cell phone taken the night prior, where he talked about shooting and killing students the next day.
Don't you hate that there's always proof prior and it's just nothing ever happens? It's infuriating.
We've had the opportunity to review that surveillance video just this morning. And what's depicted on that video, honestly, Judge, I don't have the words to describe how horrific that was.
They also recovered a journal detailing his desire to shoot up a school. The prosecutors describing how the suspect first entered a bathroom with a backpack and came out holding a gun.
And then what's frightening, too, is think about it. Like, during Columbine, all the footage you had was either security cameras, I think... Or like the news with a helicopter of kids running out. But now that we're in the social media smartphone era, I saw so much footage of people on Snapchat. Dude, school shootings are quite possibly the scariest thing I've ever seen. Like it was sad, man.
At that point, he methodically and deliberately walked down the hallway, aiming the firearm at students and firing.
At his first court appearance, 15-year-old Ethan
Bromley
pleaded not guilty to 24 criminal charges Wednesday.
Why are we even wasting time with this piece of garbage? Tired of it. Nothing changes. You ever notice? You ever notice that, like, it's just everything's going to crap? And what I mean is this. I mean, nobody's being prosecuted. We're defending Alec Baldwin. We're going to put this guy in jail for life. But man, if you're found guilty of a shooting or touching a kid, electric chair, bitch. Bye. You add nothing to this earth. And you have the integrity of a dead rat and leave no legacy of love.
Oh, but we gotta give criminals their rights.
Including 4 counts of first-degree murder and terrorism, he is charged as an adult. And his parents.
I'm glad we're using the word terrorist now. Remember when people were like, a white kid shooting up a school? He's not a terrorist. Yes, he is.
Also appearing virtually at his arraignment.
You are the parents of Ethan Crumley, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
That is correct.
Oh, that's awkward. 856-49-HOPPY. I can't even imagine what it would be like being his mom. You know what I mean? Like, that's noble of them to show up to the meeting, but man, like, I don't even know how you live.
They may face charges themselves.
Oh, no.
After investigators learned the gun the suspect used was purchased by his father just days earlier. And the sheriff said...
Well, that's them trying to find a reason to, like, charge the parents. Because if you got the gun legally, it's not the father's fault that his son found it. Like, maybe, I don't know what the arrangement was there, but maybe he had it too easy to be found. But I don't think he left it on the dinner table for the next morning for his kid to pick up his sandwich and his backpack and was like, here's a gun. Please shoot up a school. I don't know why the parents are facing criminal charges for that. It's dumb.
Says the couple had been to their son's school just hours before the shooting for a meeting with school officials about his behavior.
Sounds about right. You got all these warning signs and nothing happens.
A law enforcement official says investigators are now pursuing information that the night before the attack, some students watched a Snapchat video warning of a shooting the next day.
Man. Why was nothing said?
And some of those students stayed home from school.
But then if you have kids staying home from school and you have it going on a huge platform like Snapchat, why didn't the school find out? Why does this happen every time?
But nobody tipped off the police.
The fact that I heard two of the gunshots and those probably either hurt somebody or even killed somebody is just insane to me.
In the community remembering those taken too soon, 14-year-old Hannah St. Juliana, 16-year-old Tate Meir, 17-year-old Madison Baldwin, and 17-year-old Justin Schilling, member of...
Man, this shooter, Ethan, needs to be put to death. He took everybody else's life, but he gets to live?
...of the Oxford bowling team who succumbed to his injuries Wednesday. The Oxford High School sign, now a memorial to those young lives lost.
All right. We'll come back and talk about more things after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my word, so I would not lie to you. If you live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him. If you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him. All the info is at FitSageFitness.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari can't wait to tie the knot, and fans think they maybe already have.
I think these celebrity news reporters need to quit reporting about what fans are saying on Twitter, because they always seem to be incorrect.
The pop superstar got a romantic shout-out from Sam in honor of her 40th birthday on December 2nd.
Holy midlife crisis!
The actor and fitness influencer honored his bride and her major milestone with a swoon-worthy Instagram post
that
featured not only a series of sultry photos, but also a heartfelt caption with a very specific word choice included, writing, "I call you Lioness because I admire your relentless strength. I'm inspired by your beautiful heart. I celebrate your smile that lights up my world.
Yeah.
Every day is your birthday, my queen.
That's good.
Happy first birthday to my wife." Yep, he said wife.
Guess they're married then.
Followers immediately flocked to the comments section to speculate whether Britney and Sam had secretly said I do. Though Sam...
And who cares if they did? All you phony baloney free Britneys out there. All of Britney Spears' life, she's been exploited. Since the Disney Club, since that creepy TV host that was talking about, you're going to have a boyfriend someday. her whole life, the music labels, Timberlake saying that she was a slut on the morning show. And then the paparazzi and all the late night talk show hosts. So then the Free Britney movement goes, and all the fans go, leave Britney alone, leave Britney alone. Chris Crocker begins it 14, 15 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long. Free Britney, free Britney, free Britney. So then Britney gets free from the conservatorship. And then you begin speculating if she's having a kid when you were just saying that everybody exploited her whole life. When you're speculating about her having a kid when she's not making a post about it, you're exploiting her. You're no different than anybody else who's exploited her, you phony baloney asshats. And I'm not saying it's every Free Britney-er, but it's a lot of these clout chasing hacks.
Sam clearly thinks of Brit as his missus. She seemed to set the record straight about their actual marriage status, sharing excitement for a birthday getaway with her man in a festive Instagram post of her own.
Oh, true.
Writing, oh, the precious joy today. Me and my fiance are so excited to be going away.
And leave us alone.
As you can see, I'm not 800 pounds like the paps have me in pics. I've been working out and it's real. Whatever. God thank you for being able to go out of the country. I am blessed.
You should just not come back. And I'm not saying Britney doesn't deserve to be here, but like, you're better than America. You don't deserve us.
The mom of two and her beau got engaged in September after more than 4 years together, and they've had even more to celebrate in recent weeks. Last month, Judge Brenda Penny ruled to terminate the conservatorship that oversaw Britney's finances and personal affairs since 2008. The decision followed widespread scrutiny of the legal arrangement. Britney herself revealed in an explosive testimony over the summer that she believed it was abusive and controlling.
It was.
And she became increasingly vocal on social media about her anguish in the past year. Just days after the hearing, Access Hollywood spoke with a beaming Sam at the House of Gucci premiere in Los Angeles, where he shared gratitude for the outpouring of love Britney has received since being granted her long-awaited freedom.
All right. How does Britney feel about turning 40?
Oh, happy hot topic!
To you. Happy
it's beautiful bees.
To you.
Britney Spears turns 40 years old on December 2nd. And
I honestly hope my video does not get taken down for copyright for him singing happy birthday.
To you.
Britney Spears turns 40 years old on December 2nd. And now a source tells ET that this is the first year in a very long time that the Piece of Me singer feels like she actually has a reason to celebrate her birthday.
True.
I'm really excited about it. It's going to be different, you know, but yeah. I'm excited.
That's
the
good.
Source explains, quote, she feels like her 40th birthday is a huge milestone.
It is.
Not only in the fact that she is getting older and wiser, but also because she is finally living and enjoying life, along with all the new experiences it has to offer.
True.
The source adds that Brit finally feels like this will be a positive new year and not, quote, just another one filled with misery where she feels trapped and stuck.
Yeah, I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly.
Poor thing, man. You look at her eyes. She just deserves just a lifetime of peace, man. Poor angel.
Sleep for each day.
Of course, last month, a Los Angeles judge ruled to terminate the conservatorship that has controlled the pop star's career and finances for 13 years.
What's next for Britney, and this is the first time that this could be said for about a decade,
yeah,
is up to one person.
That's good.
Britney.
As for Brit's fiance, Sam Asghari, well, our source says he's pulling out all the stops for the birthday girl's big day.
Yeah, make sure you take care of your princess.
I love the most about my relationship is the fact that it's so normal. She inspires me. And
I'm glad you think it's normal.
My work, and also I can give so much to her. You know, we can get inspired by each other here and there and really grow with each other.
Quote, Sam is making a huge splash for Britney's birthday and wants to lavish her with gifts and presents and completely spoil her. He's
good.
Planning on going all out and over the top to make Britney feel important, appreciated, and loved.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Everybody cover your ears. Happy birthday.
I really hope he's good for her. She liked that one. 856-49, Hoppy.
Piers Morgan is slamming Meghan Markle yet again.
He has not slammed her yet. Oh, like verbally.
following her win in her case against Associated Newspapers. The controversial media personality spoke out against the Duchess of Sussex.
He's not really controversial because that would imply that he's like edgy or cool. He's just an asshole.
After news broke that she had come out victorious in her privacy and copyright infringement case against the media company. The Court of Appeal in London ruled that Associated Newspapers had violated Meghan's privacy when their tabloid The Mail on Sunday shared portions of a private letter she wrote to her estranged father, Thomas Markle. Meghan issued a celebratory statement, calling the decision a win, quote, for anyone who has ever felt scared to stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
In an op-ed published by The Daily Mail, Pierce took issue with those words, arguing Meghan was acting like, quote, some kind of latter-day Winston Churchill rallying a nation in wartime, rather than an unemployed actress fleecing her unelected marital royal status for gazillions from her California mansion. Piers also criticized Meghan for calling out the tabloids for being able to, quote, twist facts and manipulate the public.
True.
And he claimed that the court proceedings had shown that she was actually the one that was a, quote, cruel manipulator.
Okay. 856-49-HOPPY.
All new tonight, a notorious serial bank robber dubbed the I-4 Bandit is now back behind bars after...
Dummy.
After another robbery in Clearwater, police...
I don't get these sociopaths that commit crimes. Like, I like freedom, man.
Police say this morning David Ratcliffe climbed over the counter of a Wells Fargo bank...
Yeah!
...and helped himself to some cash.
He did help himself. Not, like, legally or financially, but in that moment, he did help himself to some money.
Surveillance images showing all this happening. He got away, but a few minutes later, a Clearwater detective saw Ratcliffe pumping gas.
Dummy. He's just trying to get caught. I like the free rent of prison.
Police say the detective tried to pull Ratcliffe over later, but he drove off and then tried to steal someone's truck in Bel Air Beach.
Man, can you have your own items, man? It seems like you're just taking everyone else's things. I bet you're on welfare, too.
Money.
Wrong button. That would have been a perfect way to go to break. We'll go to break now, sheepishly.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by, I've done all my reads, the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. All their locations are at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And if you order online, let us know and... tag us on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
With the January 6th riot, the man charged in connection with the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol acknowledged using a stun gun on a federal officer.
That's smart. None of those guys were smart. The combined IQ was negative 80 of everyone that showed up that day.
The Justice Department released video this week of Daniel Rodriguez's interrogation. In that video, the 39-year-old admits using a stun gun.
Bunch of midlife crisis losers. QAnon, shut up.
On a Metropolitan Police officer, Michael Fanone. Rodriguez also told investigators that former President Trump called them to D.C. that day.
Yeah. All those guys just thought Trump was going to bail them out. You guys did not plan it out well. You guys should not have gone. You guys are all dummies. But you did vote for him. And I'm saying the same thing if you voted for Biden. I didn't vote for either of those assholes.
The commander-in-chief is the leader of our country. And he's calling for help.
I don't think he needs help, man. I mean, the thing he does need help with is he's being connected to Pedophile Island. And we'll get to that in a second.
They thought he was calling for help.
Oh, he needs all the help.
I thought we were doing the right thing.
You were not doing the right thing by breaking and entering. Oh, that's the right thing to do.
Rodriguez faces a list of charges, has been detained since his arrest in March. His attorneys have argued that statements Rodriguez made about the officer are inadmissible in court.
Sounds like the lawyers are really reaching. This next headline makes me feel icky, man. It's nothing I like about it. I don't like this pedophile island thing. Because it's like very creepy because you just go like... feels like everyone went.
All right, now to stunning new developments in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, a woman identified only by the pseudonym Jane. She says disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein took her to meet Donald Trump in the 1990s when she was just 14.
Yeah, man. This whole case, bro.
NBC News correspondent for Investigations Tom Winter joins us now. Tom, good morning. You've been following this for us, and now you're outside the courthouse again, so it's important to note that that woman did not say Trump acted inappropriately, but have we reached out to the former president? Has he said anything about Wednesday's testimony, and what exactly did she say?
Good morning, Savannah. That's correct. She did not say that the former president acted inappropriately in any way. She also really didn't characterize how that meeting went down, and she wasn't...
I just think it's weird that Trump was there. Like, I like to think he wasn't having sex with underage girls, but I mean, I don't know, man.
Even asked about it. To your question, yes, the NBC News political unit did reach out to the former president and his representatives.
And Trump's like, oh, crap.
For any sort of comment, Trump, it came out in the proceedings day's testimony that he was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, according to Jeffrey Epstein's pilot, and traveled on that plane as well. That's something we had heard about before. But
the thing is this. Trump was so quick to talk about everything else that if he's being quiet about this,
It was the first time somebody has said it in open court.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that the
like if Trump was 100% innocent, he would go on TV and any network would pick him up and he'd say, I have all the proof that I did not go there and do anything wrong, but he did not do that. So you got to wonder.
Vince is the one that is bringing up all of these associations with celebrity names, former presidents, including former President Bill Clinton. So it's not something that prosecutors are raising. It's something that the defense team has brought up in court in their cross-examination.
Sounds like things are just going to be the way they are, in the way that the original lead will get away with it. I promise you.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenna Roundup. But before we begin, make sure you have hit that sub, like, and bell button for all the latest on your favorite celebs. But all right, let's start this one off with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Gross.
Yesterday, the newly engaged couple were seen in Beverly Hills filming scenes for the new Kardashian reality show that will air.
Oh, I thought they retired.
They're on Hulu next year.
Oh, good. It's on Hulu. Woohoo!
While out, Kourtney and Travis were both sporting a dark look, with the Poosh founder wearing an oversized Ramstein sweatshirt and tall black boots, while Travis rocked a white t-shirt, black
jeans. Yeah, he rocked it, bro.
Jeans and a black and orange jacket.
He's so edgy, man. He's wild. He's 47 years old.
Show the couple holding hands as they walk through a parking garage. Definitely cannot wait to see how this season plays out.
I can wait. Actually, I'll probably watch, to be honest.
TV screens. All right, but speaking of couples, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson's romance is flourishing, and Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that the Skims founder is head over heels. Another source shared that the chemistry between these two is off the charts. And
yeah. Because Pete Davidson's likable and Kim's having a crisis.
Revealed that Kim hasn't felt this kind of passion like she does in a very, very long time.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they got married for like 30 years? Like, I want this to last forever. I find this fascinating.
Recall these two were first photographed together holding hands on a roller coaster at Knott's Scary Farm in Buena Park, California.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a delightful time.
Back in October, after Kim's highly anticipated SNL appearance.
And they were making out, and I could just tell from the way they were making out that they were banging each other.
Now these two seem to have been inseparable since, and according to our insider, Kim is really happy and excited to see where it goes.
Oh, that's quite the insider's opinion. Like, wow, Hollywood Life, their insider said that Kim is happy? Whoa, that's breaking news. You don't get that report anywhere else. Oh, thank God we went to Hollywood Life to know that Kim's happy. That's some real inside journalism there.
Okay, but now on to someone who isn't too happy about all of this, and that's Kanye West.
I'd watch out, Pete. I'd watch out.
A source told Hollywood Life exclusively that Kanye is devastated when it comes to Kim and Pete, and he hopes that he can have a reconciliation with his estranged wife.
It's not going to happen. 856-49-HOPPY.
According to our insider, Kanye is willing to do absolutely anything to get Kim back.
He's not getting her back, but he says he's willing to do anything, and she's like, please go away!
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
First time since his suspension from the network. We are hearing from CNN anchor Chris Cuomo for the first time since his suspension from the network. CNN sidelined Cuomo on Tuesday after...
And he's going to say, I'm sorry!
State investigation showed in greater detail how he helped his brother, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, defend himself against sexual misconduct allegations.
Got it.
Cuomo addressed the suspension on Tuesday on...
How did he address it? Let's hear the honest words of this honest man.
On his SiriusXM radio show.
Oh God, he has a radio show? Gross.
It's embarrassing. But I understand it.
Yeah, man, I do. We're a bunch of creeps that touch women inappropriately. I get it, man.
And I understand why some people feel the way they do about what I did.
Yeah, covering up your creepy brother. We're not going to be happy about that. It's supposed to be this fair and balanced like news anchor.
It's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help.
Oh, true. I bet you were just thinking about everybody else. Chris Cuomo, a really generous guy.
That was Wednesday on the SiriusXM radio show.
Screw him.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
We turn now to Texas, where controversial Christian television CEO Marcus Lamb has died after his battle with COVID-19.
What I hate is when people cheer on people who were against the vaccine and against COVID that died. That's bad energy. But my God, like, it's so depressing that people just think that COVID's not real. I had it. It was like a 14-day hangover.
The conservative televangelist making headlines this past year after his network Daystar dedicated hours of broadcast to anti-lockdown and anti-vaccination activists and groups. And
they are the reason why we had this whole problem the last 22 months.
ABC News correspondent Maura Barrett has the story.
They don't even know what is in the shop.
Marcus Lamb, a broadcaster reaching hundreds of millions of people around the world and who vocally opposed the COVID-19 vaccine, died after battling the virus. He often spread misinformation on his network, which was one of the most popular channels with evangelical Christians in the country.
Yeah, sing about God and how he's real.
They're giving shots to people that are already compromised with their immune system.
And I was saying,
Religious TV CEO. He's the real groundbreaking journalist. He's the real CEO. He's the real scientist you want to hear from. Someone who believes in God.
His wife announcing the news of his passing on Tuesday.
This morning at 4 a.m., the president and founder of Daystar, the love of my life, went to be with Jesus.
He's hanging out with
his son, calling it the work of the devil.
It's the work of not getting vaccinated.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
Machine Gun Kelly isn't afraid to show off to thrill his lady. But the
he's so edgy and wild. Watch out for Colton, whatever his name is.
Bloody Valentine singer just admitted that one of his tricks backfired. MGK, whose real name is Colson Baker.
Colton, same thing.
Revealed that he accidentally stabbed himself with a knife early on in his relationship.
Haven't we all?
With Megan Fox while trying to impress her.
Travis got me a knife.
Yeah, Travis got me a knife, bro. We have a lot of sword fights.
Knife that was that had an engravement from the new album on it, and I was like, oh, check this out. This is sick. And I threw it up, and it came and stuck in my hand. You see that right here?
I do see that.
I'm Jimmy Fallon. 856-49-HOPPY.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic.
Zendaya and Tom Holland show PDA at their first public event together.
Whoa, you're telling me boyfriend and girlfriend show PDA in public? Call the presses.
Since confirming their relationship.
This video is going to go on for 4 minutes. So Zendaya and Tom Holland are out there banging each other out.
Are you a Nicki fan?
What? Am I a Nicki fan? Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What?
Just in case there was any doubt, Eminem's 25-year-old daughter, Haley Jade, just proved she's a Slim Shady superstan.
Yeah.
Get it? Stan?
You're so funny.
The chat.
I got to skip over that. That's playing music. I got to mark down where the music was because they got
copyright laws, man. So yeah. Let me skim through the music here.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What?
That's a Grammy winner's daughter sitting in her car doing the Are You a Nicki fan trend. The caption above her head asks, quote, do you listen to your dad's music? Her response, what? Do I listen to my dad's music?
Not a guilty conscience.
And that's when she...
That is a disturbing song.
He quotes Eminem's 2002 track, My Dad's Gone Crazy, a song that Haley is
featuring. Oh, that's good. I can't play it. 856-49-HAPPY. Eminem's a good father.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
We'd like to give you 2 weeks of paychecks as a thank you.
You guys could fire us now, you know what I'm saying?
Cardi B!
It's okay.
Cardi B is giving hardworking essential workers a big payday.
Then she goes to their house and robs them.
Oh, yes, honey. Yes.
On the latest episode of her Facebook Watch series, Cardi Tries.
And she tries every time and accomplishes whatever the hell she wants.
The rapper, with the help of Karrueche Tran, shows her appreciation for grocery store workers.
Yep.
First, Cardi gathers up the employees the best way she knows how.
Free blowjob time!
If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck.
All right, whatever. 856-49-HAPPY. So she's giving out money, thank God. We're going to come back, talk about some more things in the news. I'm out of celebrity news clips, but I'm going to read some headlines right after this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not stare you in the wrong direction. Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. And when you go to richkbarber.com and you go to Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, and you sit down in that chair, and you get the haircut, tell them I sent you. Good recovery, Ryan Hoppy.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. We're on quadpod.com, quadpod.com/Ryan Hoppy Radio, and we're going to get into some of the news.
Back and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Cowboys DeMonte Kazee name dropped Dak and Zeke during his arrest. Oh, I'm sure they love that. Thanks, bro. We support DUIs. We're Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Well, I mean, Ezekiel's not exactly a good person, but I'm sure they did not appreciate the name drop. I have the roadside footage of this no-name player, this safety, not really playing it safe. All right.
cops approaching.
What's up, man?
What up?
How you doing, boss?
Hey, dude, how you hanging?
Colony Police Department, man. Reason you're being stopped, dude, couple reasons, okay?
Yes, sir.
So initial stop, man, just before that light, you just change lanes without using your turn signal, okay?
Yep.
And you're kind of swerving.
My bad.
And then, man, pulling.
I remember that.
Oh, dude, of Hard 8 right there, onto that service road. What was going on?
On which one?
Huh?
On which one?
Ah, man, if you're going to, like, go in for a DUI, at least try to listen.
So, when you pulled out of Grandscape, you took that right turn onto the service road?
Yeah.
You were, like, squirreling all over the place.
Yeah, I kind of messed up, bro.
Yes, dude.
Nah, I wasn't squirreling. It was just fucked up, man. I'm not used to these streets right now.
I'm used to drinking a bottle of vodka to wash away my CTE.
Because I'm from Atlanta, man. I ain't used to all these fucking rolls, the size rolls.
Oh, God, he does not sound sober.
Then get on the freeway and stuff.
Yeah, freeway. What we do is wrong. I get it. That was a song.
Okay, where were you coming from, dude?
Man, I'm just with Deck.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say where he came from. He's like, I came from about 9 bars, banged out a few side chicks. I mean, rewind here. He's about to name drop people.
Okay, where were you coming from, dude?
Man, I'm just with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, man. We just have fun right now.
Oh, yeah. I bet they love that. Thanks, bud.
Where was that at?
Downtown. I live right now.
Okay.
I really don't know where I'm at right now.
So I saw you come out of that Grandscape area.
Yes, sir.
So that's not Dallas. Where? What were you doing over there?
Stop talking, bro. Get a lawyer.
Honestly, boss, I can show you my MapQuest. I can show you where I came from.
MapQuest, man. Let me show you my MapQuest, and then you can add me later on MySpace. 856. 49 Happy. Chrissy Teigen plants a kiss on husband John Legend as they celebrate her 36th birthday at a Bel Air hotel. Good. I'm glad they're living life, man. Things really worked out for her. LeBron James tests positive for COVID-19 and enters the NBA's health and safety protocol. But the rumors are, now that I'm recording on Thursday, December 2nd, how's it December 2nd? Time flies. Got to insert that there. I believe December 3rd on Friday, he will be playing. So he's back. But I notice how we're so numb to COVID-19 that LeBron, the biggest basketball player of my generation, gets COVID and everyone's like, whatever. He's also not doing well with his mental health. He's getting fans kicked out of games. He's tweeting things. I really think he's going through some crisis. I mean, he literally thought that Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James, four players you could begin a franchise around besides Carmelo and Russell Westbrook, they failed doing that. That having four big names would lead to all this success. Weird, man. So yeah, you know LeBron James's mental health is not good. If you thought that was going to work out, like the fact that LeBron thought that's how things were going to work out, yeah, man, you're not really doing well. Your mental health is not the best. I got sad news. Not only is this podcast almost over with, but they're getting rid of the Pornhub app on Roku because they're getting rid of, like, smut. What do you think brought you into this world? Sperm and an egg, I think. I don't know why we're so against sex. It's sad. 856-49-HOPPY. I've noticed a few trends recently on TikTok that are very annoying. First of all, I'm kind of an alcoholic, but I'm not, but it runs in my family, and it helps out my anxiety. And I get that drinking and other things are not for everybody, but I'm sick and tired of these sober people on TikTok rubbing into my face. Oh, I just had a great night, and I'm not drinking at all. I'm so great to be around when I'm sober. I mean, it's good to be sober, but don't rub into my face that I want to go out and drinking. Oh, I'm better than you, because now I'm sober. Shut up. Just get sober, work on your best self, and leave us alone, TikTok. And then the other thing recently on TikTok has been this masculine urge where dudes go, I have a masculine urge to do this. And one of them recently was like, I have a masculine urge to go on a vacation and never come back. Or I have a masculine urge to go into self-checkout. And I was like, Sounds like an urge of every human, because it's the small D energy that drives a Hummer and thinks they need a Magnum condom that always have the small D energy that always have to let you know how masculine they are. They walk around barefoot in the forest. They're masculine. Finally, the two more things I wrote down. No one cares that you got the vaccine, and nobody cares that you're not vaccinated. Do what you got to do and leave me alone. And I don't know why everything needs to be a conspiracy, but I don't think things are that interesting. I don't think things are that unique. I feel like everybody has this grand idea of the world, and I think if we knew what's really going on, we'd be disappointed. Antonio Brown suspended 3 games after NFL says he faked vaccine card for COVID. I'm going to let the experts, quote unquote, at all the sport networks talk about that. But let me tell you, why the hell did Aaron Rodgers not get suspended? Why would, oh, that's right, he plays for the Packers and you need him for the playoffs. The NFL is nothing more than the sports mafia. I despise Roger Goodell. I despise everything about it. Where Antonio Brown gets suspended for breaking the rules when it comes to COVID, but Aaron Rodgers, oh, his COVID toe, he's allowed to do it. F off. Also in the news, Josh Duggar's cousin Amy asks for prayers that he will get the ultimate sentence in his child porn trial after she says the father of seven is gross and evil. Well, he is. The sad part is I know so many people. Why do the rich and elite have such a hard time producing kids? Like, I saw Pat McAfee and his wife, Mrs. McAfee, I believe her name is, on social media. Like, they're trying really hard to have a kid. But then this piece of garbage, this sociopathic dirtbag known as Josh Duggar is producing kids. Life's not fair. It's also short. Cardi B reveals new position. Yeah. As creative director at Playboy. Oh, I can't wait. Hopefully they make Playboy exciting again. Oh, wait, there's Pornhub. Bye!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.